Again, for this reason and because of this example, I share with people in the eighth and ninth step the importance and the very important concept of never doing this step alone. Remember, I have a nickname for this step. It's called the common sense step. It's the step whereby I look at situations in my life not through the eyes of guilt. Again, that's why it's number 8 and number 9, not 1 and 2. I also look at the situation so that I can now begin to experience, and I can begin to release, and I can begin to make peace inside of me. My inside peace is the gift of these two steps. Again, what I have to learn is the difference between what we call in the program direct amends and indirect amends. Now, let me try to make this as clear as possible. Direct amends in the program usually occurs about 20% of the time, not that often. Direct amends simply means that there are people in our life, there are circumstances in our life where there are individuals who have been waiting for years and years and years and years for us to make amends. They have been just there waiting in the background. And now all of a sudden, when we begin to work on ourselves, there is a real sense of them being open to working together with us. In that situation, it's a very healthy thing. Then we can directly get together with those people, talk to them, share with them, ask forgiveness, do healing, work things out. Now, sometimes this does happen. But in many, many, many circumstances, especially in the eyes, especially of codependency, this is not possible. Remember, if you have experienced many of the issues of your little child, if you have experienced the terror of your little child, you no longer are going to put your little child into any type of terror or any type of negative situation. Now what we are going to do is, we're going to learn how to make what we call in the program indirect amends. Again, indirect amends are geared towards settling things inside of us, making peace within. If we learn this concept, then we learn recovery. Let me give you some real clear-cut examples of what we call indirect amends. For example, there's a gentleman that I've known for a while who basically has been in the program about 11 years. When he was in his active addiction, he was involved in a stabbing and a killing. He ended up hurting someone and killing someone. He was together with other drug addicts, and there was a fight in the battle over drugs. Now, when it comes time for him to make amends, he is now 11 to 12 years sober. He is married, he has children, he's doing well. He's a paramedic. He has a real beautiful concept of himself. And yet, deep down inside, there's this gnawing, there's this feeling, there's these things that go on inside of him that somehow, some way, he has to make peace with what he did. Making amends does not mean that he runs to the police department, knocks on the door, and tells them that he's the one that did this 11 years ago. Making amends for him very simply means that he has to sit down with someone in the program. When we sat down with him, we helped him to work out what we call an amends plan. In his case, what he does is he takes his talents, the things that he can do, and what he does is he donates 4 hours of his time each week, 20 hours a month, to a children's hospital. And as a paramedic, he does free service for them in their emergency room. See, again, what he's doing is taking his talent as a paramedic, and he's helping other people to live. And in doing that, he's making amends for the life that he took. See, again, in this concept, he is using common sense. He is using balance. He is learning in this concept not to put himself in jeopardy. He is learning to make peace inside of him. See, again, all we can do in these circumstances, in these types of situations, is learn how to make peace, learn how to settle things inside of us.